This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark. Just fabulous.
And we're excited to be talking to you every Saturday here at 1 o'clock on WPHT Talk Radio 1210. Want to ask us a question about mortgages, residential, commercial, real estate? Give us a call. We always answer. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Deanne?
My number is 609-605-7153.
We're just here to keep you informed. We're the only real estate show in town, so you listen to this show, past shows at our webpage, goodnewsandrealestate.com. And also at WPHT's website. So what's coming up today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Yes.
We have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
And we have our mortgage mom topic.
Which is what?
Well, I got all dressed up today, so I'm hoping everyone will notice my new outfit for my new topic. Oh, wait, we're on radio. My topic today is why we need to buy now.
Definitely.
So, Mark, today we have some really great questions again. First question is, I'm buying a house that's being sold by the owner. Where do we go to make the contract and transfer the title?
Good question.
The next question is, we want to sell our home ourselves. I'm seeing a theme here, but to save money. Do many people purchase homes this way? If not, why?
All right.
Next question is, what can you do after buying a home and the city found it unpermitted? There are things that, who's liable for that and what can be done?
I just ran into one of them.
All right. The next question is, I'm considering the offering price for a condo. The real estate agent says it only comps from the same building are relevant. But the only one sold in the same building was in January of 2020. Are comps from the nearby area more relevant or no?
That's a good one.
We also have our topic of the day, which is five myths about transitioning from renter to homeowner.
Yes.
But first, Mark, give us your motivational quote.
And a motivational quote is, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced.
Excellent.
So, get in the game. So, where are we at?
So, Mark, we're up to the market report.
And there is the bell. I like that bell. So, home sales in 2023 were the worst in nearly 30 years. I'm blaming this one on Uncle Joe. Micro-level reasons. Owners locked into the low mortgages, low inventory, and rising interest rates explain the fall in sales. But looking at the big picture, it makes less sense. Last year, 4 million existing home sales was the same amount that sold in 1995. And there were 70 million fewer people living in the United States. There was still 4 million homes sold last year. You know, so some agents are making money and some are waiting for to call them from the old Philly schedule, and they're the ones that are having problems. So the massive stored up housing demand could easily mean increased home sales for the next 8 to 10 years. A turn for the better is already showing up. In February, existing home sales rose 9.5% from the prior month. All these reports come in slow from the prior month, even after accounting for seasonal factors and a leap year. The increase was helped by a 10% inventory boost. One regional exception was in the North, where sales fell by 10%. One issue to monitor is consumer response to the rules and the new settlement agreement, this court case that everybody keeps talking about, which is still pending, and there's still some more stuff going on for approval with the courts. Sellers and buyers clearly benefit from a cooperative arrangement between a listing broker and a buying broker, and the proposed settlement will able to maintain the consumer choice with respect to the offering compensation off the MLS. It's especially important to maintain representation options for first time, historically unrepresented and unserviced, and veteran home buyers who often struggle to come up with a down payment. In the near term, the dynamics are hard to predict. I still believe that sellers are going to continue to see the value of cooperation with listing agents and clearly explain the benefits, such as increasing housing opportunities, widening potential for the buyer pool. You know, and the National Association's real goal is as much choice as possible for consumers undertaking one of the most important transactions in their life. So I just don't see a big change here. The only change I see, which is freaking the agents out, is if you're a member of NAR, which only half of the agents in the country are, and they're losing their membership real quick, half of the agents in the country don't even belong to NAR. And NAR's new rule is you can't post what the commission is in the MLS. That's it. So if you put an offer on a house and the commission says zero, that doesn't mean there's not a commission. It just means they're not allowed to post it. Right. So if you're a seller and I'm selling my house, I would rather have a commission in on the sale, so the buyer agents are going to see that I'm paying the commission, are going to show my house. You know, ethically, there's issues with that, but human nature is human nature. You know, if there's 10 houses for sale in Fox Chase and three of them have no commission and the other ones all have a commission, which one do you think the agents are going to show?
100%. I say that every day.
Ethically, are they supposed to show them all? Yeah. Well, what if you're dealing with a for sale by owner? They don't post the commission, but people's agents get involved with them. What's the difference? So I don't understand the big...
Well, the problem is it goes back to communicating. It goes back to if you don't ask, the answer's
exactly.
No. I mean, everything can be negotiated, and that's what I think they don't understand.
Wholesalers do it all the time. Wholesalers find somebody that wants to sell, and then the person agrees to sell, the wholesaler puts an offer in, and then they find an investor to buy it, and they charge a commission in the middle.
Right.
The seller gets what they want, the buyer pays more, and the wholesaler gets paid. But they're all right with that. That's fine. But you know what's happening, too? I just read, I read all the stuff, like, not the typical person. Like, I watch hearings in the state. You know, like the weird stuff that nobody watches. But anyway, PA right now has a bill in the House and the Senate that wholesalers are going to have to get a real estate license.
And they should.
So I've been posting it on all the wholesaler sites that you guys are going to need to get a real estate license. And I guarantee you that bill is going to pass because government, any opportunity government has to get involved in something, they're doing it. It's some politician in Harrisburg has not come to their senses and say, no, oh, maybe we shouldn't get involved in real estate. No, they're government. So that's going to pass. So wholesalers are going to have to get a license. I get a lot of wholesalers that come to my school and investors that come to my school because once they have a license, they have access to the MOS, CoStar, LoopNet, all the sites that realtors look at. That's why they get a license. And then I have a friend that has a brokerage for just investors where they don't pay like a 30% commission to the office. They just pay a transaction fee and a monthly fee. So, you know, there's all kinds of ways to skin the cat. But I've been posting that on wholesaler sites on Facebook and LinkedIn and all this, and a bunch of them are responding. Really? We're going to have to get a license? Yeah. What's the big deal?
You should get a license.
$500. You should get a license anyway, just so you know the rules.
So, Mark, if they wanted to get a license, where should they go?
They just Google Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, my school, and I have three schedules, a three-week day course, a four-week weekend, and a six-week night, and you got a license.
There you go.
It's no big deal. And you take the test, state charges you $49 and your license. But at least you know the rules.
Right.
You know, it's better knowing things than not knowing things. So tell us about the rates.
Speak about knowing. So your 30-year fixed rate is at 7.10 on your conventional. 15-year is at 6.650. Your 30-year FHA is at 6.625%, along with your VA at 6.625%. So the rates are great. It's a great time to buy. And stay tuned for my segment and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, it's always a good time to buy. That battle, I taught a class last week, and I was talking to half of them. I asked how many people are renting. They didn't want to show their hands. I said, come on, have some guts. Put your hand up.
Right.
And half of them were renting. I'm like, you guys should buy. So anyway. So with that, you're listening to Good News from Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, the end?
So, Mark, we are up to your funny story.
So, Grandma and Grandpa were visiting the kids overnight, and they're staying at the house, and Grandpa's going through the medicine cabinet in the bathroom, and he finds a bottle of Viagra in his son's medicine cabinet, and he asks his son about using one of the pills. The son said, I don't think you should take one, Dad. He goes, they're very strong and very expensive. He goes, how much are they? He goes, well, they're like $10 a pill, answered the son. He goes, I don't care. I'd still like to try one. Before we leave in the morning, I'll put the money under the pillow. Later next morning, the son found $110 under the pillow. He calls Grandpa and he said, I told you the pills were only $10, not $110. He goes, I know. The other $100 was from Grandma.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It wasn't real estate related, but I thought it was a pretty good one.
It is very funny. If you have a funny story, send it to 8029 at Comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with Deanne Katsaris from Green Tree Mortgage. And her topic is why to buy now.
So, Mark, before I get into my topic, I want to give a huge shout out to Justin Morrison of Realty Mark. This past week, he went 4 for 4 on offers with our clients. And that just goes to show you what a strong agent and what a strong pre-approval with a great team will do. So people are constantly complaining that offers aren't going to get accepted. They don't know what they're going to do. We went 4 for 4 and just a huge shout out for sure. I mean, that's,
You know, and that's a good point right there. There's an agent that's probably lead generating correctly and doing 4 deals in a month. You know,
what was a week? Was it a month?
A week.
I mean, we got all of those offers accepted on Monday, Tuesday, and then the rest were on Wednesday.
Damn.
So he did an awesome job, and he actually deserves the applause. So, Justin, great job.
I don't care what the market is. If you're lead generating correctly and acting like a business person rather than a real estate agent, you're going to be doing deals. Somebody's moving in Philly Metro. There's 6.7 million people in Philly Metro. Somebody's buying and selling.
If you go on Facebook and you see, you know, I'm affiliated with a ton of agents, but at least every day there's 2 to 3 posts of someone closing on their new home or offer accepted or under contract. So, you know, that's why I wanted to talk today about, you know, why now is a good time to buy, because if not now, when? And I did this segment a while ago, but, you know, we're still facing the 4 challenges. The reluctance to give up a low rate and move up, right? You're reluctant to give up a low rate for a house that you don't even like anymore, that might not be fitting your needs, but you don't want to give up the low rate. The second one is you're waiting for the rates to come down. Based on what? You know, I can't stress enough that we will, and I promise you, we will never be in the 2-3% rate again, ever. Doesn't mean you should keep it forever. It just means we're never going to get there. No. So you're waiting for the rates to come down based on what? Right? The third part is waiting for the housing prices to go down. You know, it's the old supply and demand. If there's not a lot of supply and there's a high demand, what happens? The prices go up.
They're still going up.
Now, with the real estate prices going up, that's good for the person selling and it's good for the person buying. And I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. But, you know, then you have the people that are waiting for both the rates and the housing market to come down. Again, not going to happen. And then you have people that are afraid to pay over asking. So let's just take a quick example, right? You're waiting for the rates to come down. So let's just take an average home price of $416,000. If you waited for that rate to come down 1%, right, on a $400,000 loan, you're going to save $250 a month.
All right.
That's $3,000 a year that you're paying extra for this house. Okay. The average appreciation over the next 12 months, based on 5.8%, is going to be $23,200. I'm waiting to save $3,000, but now it costs me $23,000. If you go to buy today, you are saving $20,000. Because on top of that, Mark, the real estate taxes are going to continue to increase. Let's just say 3%. So what's happening is it's the cost of waiting. Home prices are going to go up. Interest rates are not going to come down to where you want it. And the appreciation is going to continue to grow. You know, what's wrong with this picture? I will tell you, my son in this market is now under contract. So he's purchasing his first home. When people say, oh my God, now's not the time to buy. Tell me why is now not the time to buy?
And when you're talking about appreciation, that goes by area. I mean, I'm in Fox Chase. I'm probably at about 8 or 9% appreciation. But you get into Fishtown or Kensington, you might be at 15-20%. It's according to the area.
Since 1942, the home values have gone up 73 times. They've only declined 7, and one time was at 0. And inventory's been down 38% since 2019. But the key point to this is that 67% of millennials, which is 72 mil, will be in the market to buy a home within the next year. And that's based on the U.S. news. So the question is, are you going to be part of that? Or are you just going to watch everything go by?
Yeah, and keep renting and helping somebody else build wealth.
Yeah, I mean, now is the time to buy. And it, and again, if you don't ask, the answer is no. I will be happy to do a loan consultation for free. Let's see if now is the best time for you to buy or not. Just reach out to me at 609-605-7153. Or you can go to my website, and you can actually go on the website at mortgagemom.net, schedule an appointment, and let's talk and see if it's right for you.
I taught that $0 to $20 million coaching session Saturday. It was about 18 in that class. And I told them, if you didn't buy a house, buy a 2x2. I said, buy one up in my neighborhood for about $290. I said, you'll get $2,500 rent for the one. You'll live for free. You'll actually make a few bucks every month. And then live there for a year or so to move out. Now you got $5,000 a month coming in. And they were all just staring at me. I'm like, nobody ever told you that. So it's like, you know, it's just lack of knowledge. It's like,
and that's okay that it's lack of knowledge. It's not their fault. We have the knowledge. And I feel like, you know, it's our job to be able to spread that knowledge and inform everyone. But it all boils down to the numbers. So you have to see, what does that mortgage payment look like? What does the rent look like? I mean, as I said, my son's buying, you know, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, and he's going to rent the other 2 bedrooms, and he's not going to pay a mortgage. And it's not a duplex. It's a single family home.
Right.
So, I mean, it's
There's all ways to skin the cat here. It's just a matter of getting in the game.
Yeah. What's your priority? Are you looking to create wealth? Are you looking to save money? Last week I talked about the tax benefits. So, I mean, it's a win-win. And like I said, it doesn't cost anything to find out if this is what's right
and
for you.
You know, another point too, back in the old days, you rented something nice and they wanted 3 months up front. Maybe it was $3,000. Now they want 3 months up front. You might be at $6,000-$7,000.
And that's your down payment.
Yeah, and now you're getting close to like the buy.
Because you can purchase.
Like that, the crazy guy that my drummer painted his house that was paying $6,700 a month rent. That landlord probably wanted 3 months rent. You're talking $20,000. Why wouldn't you buy?
No, agreed. It's crazy. Again, you know, I keep saying it, but if you don't ask, the answer is no.
That's why we're on the air here, to try to keep everybody.
For 16 years.
Preaching the gospel. All right.
Coming up next is our question and answer segment.
That was a good topic. It's always a good topic. I just wish they'd all wake the hell up. Welcome back to with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a 5-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right. Welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, we are up to our question and answer segment. And the first question is, I am buying a house that is being sold by the owner. Where do we go to make the contract and transfer the title?
So this is the problem with them. They don't know what to do. So now somebody knocked on the door and said, yeah, I'll buy it. And then they all look at one another, and now what? And now some of them call a lawyer, and you might as well hire an agent if you're going to do that. Because then by the time you get done at the end, that bill from that attorney will be big time. But, you know, and then some of them go to Staples or some store and buy a contract or download one on the net. But then you got to be really careful with these contracts. These contracts have to hold up in court. When you write a contract, in the back of your mind, you should be thinking, I'm standing in front of your honor and being able to explain this thing. And then the title company, they're not writing the contract. They'll order the title for you and all that. This is why most people, these sellers, you know, end up hiring an agent. Now, you could hire an agent called a transactional agent just to get in the middle here and pay them a flat fee to do the contract for you with the understanding that they're really not representing either side. They're just doing paperwork. That's an option, but that's not a great option because if I was selling something, I'd rather have somebody on my side. And so, I mean, that's the problem with this stuff. Agents screw this up and they got licenses.
Yes. I mean,
so the chances are that there's so much stuff that can go wrong. Negotiating a home inspection, even knowing the order of home inspection, getting through an appraisal, picking the price. There's just so much stuff that can go wrong here. And now you got no professional in the middle, and then something goes wrong. And what do? They sue one another. Now everybody's life's tied up for a year because everybody gets continuances and the court system's a mess. So it's just so messy, you know.
So I was talking
to people. I was telling somebody about this millionaire buyer I have, and just because they make tons of money and a couple extra zeros after their name doesn't mean they know anything about real estate. So everybody has perceptions of what's going on, and that's the problem with this market and why we have so many renters: lack of knowledge. And this can be dangerous because you're writing contracts that are supposed to hold up in court.
No, agreed.
So where do we go? Call an agent up. Work out a deal.
I mean, at this point, you know, if they have to, they don't have to show a house, right? They don't have to worry about any of that. It's already a done deal. We're doing one right now where we actually did the contract on their own, but it's a mother selling to the daughter. And it's a gift of equity.
That's an easy one.
They already know the house, so it's, you know, it's pretty easy. But that's really the only time you should do that. But we did connect them with the title company, and they're going to handle the transaction for them.
Yeah. What's the next one?
The next question is, we want to sell our home. Yeah. Here we go. We want to sell our home ourselves to save money. Do many people purchase homes this way? And if not, why then?
Some of what we just talked about. First of all,
yeah, exactly.
First of all, they're already thinking they want to save 6%. That's what they're thinking. Their first problem is what's the price? Because they're going to look at Zillow and Trulio and Realtor.com. They're actives. They're not solds. So just Uncle Harry heard that it's worth $500,000. So we want $500,000, and you know that. And maybe it's worth four, but somebody told them that, or they heard through the grapevine. So number one problem is picking the price. Number two, you need somebody to go through that house and see, like, how is it going to show? What needs to be fixed? you know, and then actual numbers, the numbers I hear are 90%, 97% of for sale by owners end up listing. Because their big marketing campaign is that $795 for sale by owner sign. They buy at Lowe's and stick on a lawn. And that's all right if you're on like Verrey Road or at a boulevard. But if you're in a cul-de-sac, the only one seeing that's your neighbors. So, I mean, like, right. You know, what kind of marketing are you getting? You got an agent and they put it in the MOS in this market. It's probably, and it shows right. It's priced right. It sells in a week. But awesome. There's just too much to do that they don't know, you know, so you're better off hiring a professional and stop worrying about the damn commission. First of all, you're going to write all that off. And when you buy, the next house you buy is going to appreciate. So yeah, get in the game and make a buy.
It's about the relationships because you don't know who they know, right? If you go in there with commission breath, forget about it. But again, if you do a good job, they'll refer you, and you never know where that relationship will lead.
Right.
All right, question number three. What can you do after buying a home and the city finds things that were unpermitted? Who's liable or what can be done?
You know, I just had a broker call me about a situation like this and asked me advice, one of our agents at our office. And it was something that they built in the back of the yard and never went to the township for permits or anything, put a cement slab down and put this shed or garage on it. And now they're selling. And the township, a lot of the townships in Bucks County do inspections. And they came in and said, whoa, that thing's got to go. And you got to rip up the cement slabs and everything. And the seller says, I'm not doing it. And now you got a buyer that's ready to buy. This house was over close to $500,000. And now they're fighting over something that shouldn't have been done. And the buyer wants to buy, but they don't want to pay for it. And the seller right. says, well, we went out of the deal. Well, the next buyer is going to have the same problem. So, you know, if you do something that you didn't do the permits for, the seller's liable. And even if the sale went through somehow, and then the township got involved, like maybe they were inspecting for something else and they find this thing, because the mortgage company wouldn't really care. And I don't think most of the appraisers wouldn't care neither.
It depends on what it is.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they find it later. I think the seller would still be liable. But like, that's why you need a professional so you don't get stuck with this. What's the next one?
All right. The next question is, I'm considering the offer price for a condo. The real estate agent says that the only comps from the same building that are relevant, but there's only one that sold, and that was in 2020. Are comps from the nearby area relevant or no?
Yes. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, technically, the rules of appraisal are what? 3 miles out in 3 years. That's what that max is. But, you know, most of them want sales within the last year and they like to to have them within a mile. But like if you're like there's a bunch of like down on the river, Baker's Bay and some of them, man, they're hard to get in there. Not too many sell. So if you don't sell anything in there, you might have to go a couple miles out to find some comps. And this is where a good agent comes in. I remember one time I sold this quad in East Oak Lane, and it was buried back, and it was big, and it was adobe style. I've never seen one anywhere else in the city. It looked like something from Mexico. It was a giant four-bedroom quad. It was a four-unit quad, and adobe style. There was probably the only one in the city, and this appraiser was giving me a hard time. I had to go all the way out, like almost 3 miles to find a couple comps. And it was a battle with the appraiser and the bank. But like, if nothing's selling, you got to go in the area and find something relevant.
Right.
But if you got a good agent that's proactive, I never, ever put a deal in and cross my fingers and hope it appraises. I always talk to the appraiser. And I find 98% of them are cool. And
they're very cool.
I always ask the appraiser, do agents call you? I always ask just for fun. And they go, they never call me. Yeah. And they all do the same thing. They put the offer in and then they hope it appraises. That's a bad idea. You talk to the appraiser because they're busy. They make a mistake. They might be doing 20 appraisers a week. And all they got to do is miss one. And then you got a problem. The last thing I did was a quad, and the appraiser used all the comps I sent him because they were legitimate comps. He used all mine, and I saved him some work, and he was happy. I was happy, and my seller and buyer were happy. So what's the last one?
Awesome. All right, last question is, who pays the commission on a commercial business for sale or rent?
Well, most of the time, this is negotiable. So, like if you did a, I did a lease option on a bar not too long ago because the bar owner wanted like $1.3 million, but he didn't have no books. A lot of small business people, they hide everything from the IRS. And then when they want to cash in, they want the home run number. And the building was worth like $600,000-$700,000, but you needed another $700,000 in income. He didn't have none of that because he hid everything. Right. So my buyer couldn't buy. So then, and it was a bar. So I use Eddie McHugh, our friend that comes on the show once in a while. Eddie wrote up the whole contract. We did a 5-year option to purchase. And I charged him, I think, 5 months rent up front, which was negotiable. I forget what the rent was, $5,700 a month or whatever. But, you know, on a commercial, especially big stuff, like a few million dollars, it's going to depend. Now, most of the time, you work it out. Like I had a couple gas station deals. Most of the time, the sellers are already paying you a commission if they're netting what they want. Because in commercial, it's different than residential. Commercial, there's no emotion. There's no like, oh, I like everything but that bathroom. There's none of that stuff. They just, it's right. All about the numbers. So if the numbers work and you're getting paid, you negotiate a commission from the buyer or from the seller, they're fine with it because the numbers work. It's all about the numbers in commercial. But, you know, it's negotiable.
Awesome. All right. Great questions as usual. And coming up next is going to be our topic of the day. 5 myths about transitioning from renter to homeowner.
All right. Very good. All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News from Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a 5-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top 5 real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, we are up to our topic of the day, which is 5 myths about transitioning from renter to homeowner.
And I'm talking to you, 48% of Phillies Philadelphians that rent, he's got to wake up and get in the game, man. First step to building wealth is buying. So making the leap from being a renter to becoming a homeowner is a process that includes taking stock of your financial situation, determine whether you're ready for such a massive responsibility. It's not that difficult. And plus, most of these are paying unbelievable rents. It's actually probably cheaper. For most people, the primary question is affordability. Do you have enough cash in the bank to fund the down payment? Do you have the credit score that's high enough? These are the big myths out there. But there are other considerations, plenty of misconceptions and myths that could keep you from making that first step. So, you know, and there's all kinds of expert advice out there, but call Deanne. If you're renting, call Deanne and get a plan together. But, you know, buying a home, you know, you are getting in debt, but that's the first step to wealth. So some may argue that continuing to rent can spare you from taking on any other debt, but owning a house is you're gaining wealth. And there's all kinds of advantages. Buying a home, the usual typical loan will be spread out over 20, 30 years. So you make one extra payment a year, make bi-monthly payments. You can shed up to 7 years from that on a long-term loan if you want to pay the thing off. And the average life of a mortgage is 6-7 years before it's refied or they sold. Plus, as you pay your mortgage, you gain equity in the house. You create an asset that can be used when needed, such as paying off debt or even buying a second home. And the rates, forget about the rates. We're at normal rates right now. Historically, rates are 7-8%. We're in the sevens. So get over. Once you have the monthly payment every month and you're in your new brand new house, it's like owning a new car. Do you think about the interest rate on your car? If you negotiate it and you want to pay $500 a month and it's $500 a month, you don't think about that interest rate. It'll be the same with your mortgage payment. But when you're paying that $2,000 a month in rent, you might be paying $1,700-$1,800 for a house that you own.
Right.
And it's not going to go up every year. They're predicting rents to go close to 7-8% next year. So, and here's one of the big ones. At least we talk about it all the time. 20% down to buy a home, which is such a lie. It's not 20% down. It's 3.5% FHA. And there's all kinds of down payment options, too. And like veterans, zero down affair, they have 3% conventional loans. One of the main reasons buyers assume they got to put 20% down is that without 20% down, they don't have private mortgage insurance. So what?
Yeah, but we can get rid of that with 3% down. You pay it up front.
I know. The good news, it's just people... This is one of the hardest myths to kill. We've been trying to kill for 20 years, 16 years here. We constantly bring this up. And your credit score, they also think you have to have this perfect credit score. Nah, you need a 620. And actually, there's some loans out there already at 580 again. You have to have your ducks in order, but 620 credit score, you're good. You don't need 700-800 credit score to buy a house. Even renting, they probably want a 620, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So credit score and history pays is a significant role in a buyer's ability to obtain a home loan. You call Deanne, you get a plan. It doesn't mean a buyer needs squeaky clean credit. And the other thing is, if you have a common name, there might be a bunch of stuff on your credit report. It's not even you. Smith right. and Johnson are the two most popular names in Pennsylvania. So if you have one of them, I guarantee you there's tons of stuff on your report that's not you. And then the other thing, the Federal Housing Administration, they have lower credit, lower income requirements than conventional low. Lower down payments also benefits from FHA loans. And there's no giant inspections or nothing like that to kill the deal. And here's the other one. Now is a bad time to buy. Why is it a bad time to buy? Buying a home right now during the seller's market or when interest rates are a little higher, it's still a good move. If you rent for the next 5 to 10 years, your rent's going to go up every year. So this famous saying is, nobody has a crystal ball. You don't know where everything's going. But we know for sure prices are not coming down anytime soon. We're going to keep appreciating for the next 4 or 5 years easily. Now, the rates might come down a little bit. You're never going to see 3s or 2s, but you own.
I feel like I've heard this before.
Yeah. And then the other thing is you're going to be stuck. You can't relocate. Like, I don't get this one. Some people may be hesitant because it means staying put in the same location. If you buy a house right now, say you bought one of them down in Somerset Place on Lehigh Avenue for $600,000, that thing's appreciating at like 15% a year. So if you stay a couple of years, you're probably going to walk away with money. So, you know, it doesn't matter. There's always a way out of a real estate asset. Just knowing when and how to exit's the key. But it's so much smarter to buy than it is to rent. And I just, me and Deanne were talking off the air. I still have every script from every show for the last 16 years. And I'm going to bring it up soon. But back in 16 years ago, there was 500,000 houses in Philadelphia. Now there's 660,000 houses in Philadelphia. And the interest rates were like close to 5%. And so, and the population is lower. So it's like there's all kinds of opportunities out there, but it's the same old mess. We're so tired of it. And we keep preaching to you renters out there. You got to get in the game, man. Pull the trigger.
All right. Awesome.
Got any comments there, Ms. Katsaris?
Yeah, awesome topic. All right. So we are up to our segment with Asking Dr. A, and we're going to continue our segment, Why People Are Not Selling. And this is based on their DISC personality. And today we're going to talk about the I personality.
How are you, Dr. Abelson?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing in Philly?
We're good.
Fabulous.
We're trying to convince all the renters to buy. So tell us about the I in this market worried about selling.
Well, truthfully, realtors should be happy to have somebody who's a fairly high I or an intense I because they're the ones that are most optimistic. But one of the issues with the intense I is you have to keep them focused. So what you need to do is you need to have a plan that you're ready to share with them, give them a couple different options, but keep them focused on how you're going to help them sell their home, right? As well as help them deal with other issues relating to the sale of the home, right? Because they're going to be all over the place typically. But again, what is really nice is they're usually very optimistic. They're very, very high energy. You just need to keep them focused.
Yeah, most of the eyes I know got about a 15-minute attention span, and that's about it.
15 minutes. I think that's pretty high as far as an attention span is concerned.
I coached a couple eye brokers, and after like 10 minutes, their eyes glaze over.
Look at the three of us. I mean, we're DIs, and the eye comes out, more so sometimes. But what happens with people that are DIs in particular, they have a lot of things on their mind. Mind is typically moving very, very quickly. But again, you got to keep them focused. And a lot of that is because of the eye behavioral style. Right, because they
but they won't be scared. They won't be scared of this market, though.
They'll be less.
See, they look at.
They'll be less scared. That's
like me. Like I bought the first house I looked at last time, and then I buy a new truck. They say, "You want to go for a test ride?" I say, "No, it's brand new." Right? Like that's the way I's and D's think. Let's just get it over with.
I want to take it on for the weekend.
I dream with them. Talk about what it'll be like, with them selling the home and the benefits to them of selling the home, because they like to dream. They like to talk about it. They like to look in the future on the bright side. So the more you can do that, the more that you're going to help them set a perception that, yes, it's an okay time to sell. This is how we're going to do it. I have confidence in you as my realtor that you're going to help me do this and take me down the right journey, take me down the right path. Those are the types of things that you want to talk about with the intense.
Yeah, and they like shiny and new. I mean,
they do. They do. So if they're going to be buying another home with you, then talk about what are the opportunities and the benefits of doing that, and how they can take if they have a lot of money or equity in the home, how they can use that to get their dream home or something that's even more ideal than they're in right now.
No doubt about it. And they're not going to be detailed. I still don't know how to work the oven in my house.
So it's totally clean, Mark?
Yes. Yeah. It has a clean button. All right. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Dr. Ray.
It's real easy. It's dr.a@Abelson, ABELSON.net or Abelson@Abelson.net. Or just give me a call at 979-696-2222 if you're old fashioned.
And next time we'll talk about the S's. So we're going to do the D-I-S-C for the next couple shows. All right. Very good.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. A.
Yes, sir.
And if you have any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at dnketsaris@comcast.net or give me a call, 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks for over our listeners for tuning in and our sponsors. We're actually looking for a couple sponsors. If you want to join the show, give me a call, 267-266-5501. And with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All positive
all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. The premier real estate school in Philadelphia has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.